resolution 100 to review on December 15, 2021. The agenda is requested from municipal building and distributed to the 100 to review. Hurry your names, the express times, the 100 county Democrats, and the solid. Would everyone please stand and move the flag and the honor of the
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
State your name.
I, David Schmidt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties of township committeeman.
Perform all the duties of township committeeman.
In the township of Lebanon.
In the township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you so much.
I nominate Michael Schmidt for mayor and Mark Law for deputy mayor.
A second.
Roll call?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Over to me. So, good evening, everyone, and
I got it.
I'm sorry, the oath of office.
That's right.
In order is what
this again.
I state your name.
I'm Mike Schmidt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties of mayor.
Perform all the duties of mayor.
Township of Lebanon.
Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
State your name.
I'm Mark Law.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties of Deputy Mayor.
And perform all the duties of Deputy Mayor.
Township of Lebanon.
Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, now, according to the agenda, I'll make a couple of remarks. It is an honor to be selected mayor again for another year. When I was first selected, when I was selected mayor for the second time, I commented that I felt my experience as mayor from the first time would make me a better mayor the second term. I never set out to be mayor for multiple years, but have not declined the opportunity to do so. As you can see, we enter the new year with a divided committee. This is a result of last year, which was rather tumultuous, not only with different views held by committee members, which certainly can be good for the township, but also first time we had, I would say, a very political election. It's the first time I ran with a contested election. And you'll recall what happened there was last year, Committeeman Wunder resigned and then filed to run against me. Part of this committee supported his run and another candidate, and part of this committee supported myself, and then Guy Wilson won as well. So we see this year this election is a little more political than usual. I'm willing to commit the time and experience that I have to be mayor again, but I hope we all now move forward from the best interests of the township. In the big picture, the story of 2021 was getting back to life in a living with COVID. For the summer and autumn, as we all recall, COVID was receding, only now to reemerge with the Omicron variant in recent weeks. The township has broadly weathered the pandemic well. Of course, we've suffered several deaths among our residents and hundreds of illnesses. Our employees modified procedures, and they continue to provide government services to our residents. We worked around some cases among our employees, but so far, generally, we've been okay. I'd like to acknowledge all of our employees, from the police to the DPW to the administration, also our volunteer firefighters and our volunteer and paid rescue services. All of them have kept us safe, they've kept the township running, and they've all answered the call when residents were in need. So a heartfelt thanks to everyone. Financially, I try to give a little update here. As an almost entirely residential township, we've seen minimal financial impact from COVID. The towns that are having real problems are the ones which have a lot of business ratables in their town. But being almost entirely residential, we enter 2022 financially sound, with our costs continuing to be well controlled and the debt service continuing to be reduced. We have seen a very active real estate market, like much of New Jersey, so there are many new residents that have moved into the township over the past year. We welcome them, look forward to them adding to our unique independent culture in the township. Looking into 2022, we will hopefully continue to get back to normal in a post-COVID world. This will mean getting recreational events back to full speed, and I note that our volunteer fire department is starting up their pancake breakfast again this Sunday for the first time in more than a year and a half. That's at the Station 3 next door. As we reemerge and hopefully get COVID very much under control, we can start targeting improved services, operating efficiencies as we come out, and I think we are well positioned to move forward in all these ways. With that, I open the floor to comments from anyone else on the committee.
Mine's pretty simple. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate being deputy mayor this year. This is going to be my eighth year on the committee. I look forward to this year and what this brings. This past 2 years have been interesting and been trying for the public and for our, as Mike said, our employees and our volunteers. you know, I think also on a personal level, we've come to recognize a lot more, a couple items, some good, some bad. One, basically, our own personal health seems to be a lot more focused in us and how we handle ourselves and visiting friends and families and recognizing, are we healthy, are we not healthy, which I don't think is a bad thing. The other one is, I think, unfortunately, the world has become a little bit more divided in the fact that if you have an opinion and it's not the same as someone else's, you're evil. And the ability to have just a conversation has seemed to disappear with a lot of us, and just and have a discussion and a debate. People get to have different opinions and different thoughts. So hopefully this year we will have, you know, friends and family that we can have those discussions with, because I know me personally have had friends and family that, because I think differently in some fashions, I'm evil or so. And hopefully we can come through this and have a different thought moving forward in the community and just in general. That's the biggest thing I think is a change I'd like to see as a resolution for 2022. But thank you for coming out, and I look forward to this next year.
I'd like to reserve my comments for perhaps another time, but I would like to welcome everyone tonight, and I would wish for all to have a happy and healthy new year.
You want to speak?
Go ahead.
I'm the new kid on the block here, so I have a very open mind about everything that happens in this township. I have a deep history of this township. I attended the Lebanon Township School when it was one building up the street here. I still remember standing on the porch with the deputy clerk. We were both in eighth grade, so I'm going to do my best to serve the township as well as I can. I do respect other opinions. I don't believe that if somebody has a different opinion, they're somehow evil. As Mr. Law has said, I think everybody has a right to speak their mind, and I'll try to do the best I can, and I appreciate everybody coming out tonight.
It's been a rough couple of years. Everybody's feeling the effects of COVID, so I just want to say have a happy and healthy new year. Do what gives you inner peace. That's it.
Thank you very much, everyone. So the next item of business is an important one for the township. It's the police sergeant promotion. For everyone's information, our police department has two sergeant positions, and one was vacated last year by the promotion of our Chief Krantz, and it's been vacant since that promotion. By ordinance of the township, the chief determines his candidate and essentially promotes one of his patrol officers to the sergeant position. This committee then ratifies it through the swearing-in process that we would have tonight. So with that, I turn it over to the chief to introduce us to his selection of sergeant.
Good evening, everyone. Robert Plimpton, I wrote it down, this is easy for me sometimes. He's a 5-year veteran of the police department, and he has over 8 years of law enforcement experience. He has performed numerous duties befitting of a sergeant. Through the years, he's extremely competent, and he's a trustworthy officer. He has a superior work ethic. Every time I give him a task, he exceeds my expectations every time. He kind of reminds me of myself when I was younger. He's passionate about the job. He's always trying to better himself any way, shape, or form. He's loyal to this department. He's loyal to the community. He's everything a sergeant represents. He's trustworthy. He's loyal. He's a role model. He's a leader. And he's a hard worker. Like he said, you can see his family coming in a little bit. I actually worked for his dad. So I've known about Rob when he was a little boy. I always heard his dad praising him, working his way up through school, Eagle Scout. So I've known Rob for a long time, but I had the honor of working with him for the past 5 years. And it's for these reasons I'm recommending Rob to be promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Very good.
And without further ado, Robert.
Can we make a formal motion?
I think we just swear him in. It's his promotion.
This is the kind of stuff I like.
I state your name.
I, Robert Plimpton III.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
To the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of police sergeant.
Of police sergeant.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Sergeant Plimpton.
Move out of the way.
Tracy, you want to jump in?
Hold on. Right here.
One more photo. One more photo. One more photo. Okay, now I'm going to have it. Dad.
Papa.
Okay.
So at this time, we'll follow the normal agenda order, and we will open to public comment, limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 You should shut that door.
Roll call vote.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's usually me.
At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, please come forward. We have received a couple of email requests for comment, although I see one of the email requests. Would you like to make your public comment? Or, okay. We just opened a public comment. Yep, if you would, please.
Hi, Laramie Silber, 106 Musconet Kong River Road. I am coming before the committee today to voice my opposition to singling out any particular section of the Constitution tonight when the committee votes on the resolution to support individual rights and affirm the protection of those rights for the residents of the township. The Constitution as a whole is the framework of our entire democracy. We all value it. We love it. And it's greater than the sum of its parts. The rights are interconnected, and they must be taken together in the reading of them. My right to free speech is meaningless without my right to due process, given by the Fifth and Sixth Amendments. Else, I might be punished for what I say, regardless of what the First Amendment says. My right to free speech is also meaningless without half of our citizens being able to participate in our democracy through voting, guaranteed by the 19th Amendment, or what I say carries no weight with those in power if I can't participate in their selection. As you can see, any attempt to separate out which rights are more equal than others quickly becomes nothing more than a fool's errand and serves no other purpose than to divide our township and distract from the real crucial work that you all do here. When you are sworn into office, the members of this committee promise to uphold the entire Constitution as it governs the United States of America. This is important, and it is sufficient, because the founders, wise as history has proven them to be, knew that they could never foresee every single situation that our country might face, so they made the amendment process to be sure that the Constitution will continue to serve the democracy that our citizens enjoy. Committee members in the future will uphold the Constitution of their era, just as you all do for the current era. We cannot choose to adhere to just a few amendments any more than we could choose to adhere to a Constitution of a bygone era. So I hope you consider these remarks when voting tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. We also received a request from Jean Lang, who, for health reasons, defending her health, wasn't able to attend. She asked this to be read into the record. Dear committee, I'm very against Lebanon Township claiming that certain rights guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution are more important than others. Some members of the township chose last year to claim that the First and Second Amendments are more sacred than all other amendments. In lengthy discussions over several meetings, many residents strongly objected, pointing to the importance of various other amendments, many citing the several that deal with voting rights. I use this as a good example, as only 6% of the population were allowed to vote at that time. It was illegal for Native Americans, servants, slaves, men who didn't own property, and all women to vote. I was one of those who objected, citing, among other things, that I felt that putting the Second Amendment is more important in writing would lead to the type of polarization and animosity among my neighbors that is endemic now in this once unified country. And I was correct. I feel like I live in a different Lebanon Township now. I used to be able to talk to my fellow residents about the weather or fish or how the chickens were laying. Now everything is politicized, even public health issues. Putting in writing as a township resolution that the Second Amendment right to bear arms is uber alles is nothing more than an exercise in virtue signaling. At first, I could not understand why the committee would choose to spend valuable meeting time debating issues which are entirely outside their jurisdiction, i.e. federal laws, an exercise which has historically been avoided. The fact that the meeting right after this resolution was passed, the committee also passed a motion to send it on to our Republican elected officials higher up the food chain while ignoring our Democrat elected officials really tells you all you need to know about how and why this resolution was ever even first suggested. Our township is our home, not a stage for cheap theater of party politics. Sincerely, Jean Lang, Musconetcong River Road. And we weren't asked to read it, but I would just note there was another email received with similar tone by Zoe Bleck. Any other comments from the public tonight on agenda items only? Then is there a motion to close public comment?
So made.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to the resolutions. Most of the resolutions tonight are to reestablish the procedures on an annual basis for the township. So the first, and for the committee, as we've done in prior years, we won't do 23 votes. We'll group these together. But if anyone would like to call out any particular resolution for any reason to vote separately, just let us know. So the first is Resolution 1, 2022, so-called non-fair and open professional services contract. This is the resolution whereby we hire our township attorney, Matthew Lyons, for the year, our tax attorney, Harry Haushalter, and our insurance agent, Matt Bonaventura. The second Resolution 2, 2022, is the resolution where we hire our auditor, Ardito and Company, for the coming year. And the third resolution, professional service appointments, where we appoint Steve Rogut of Rogut McCarthy as our bond counsel for the coming year, Scott Mitzner as municipal court public defender for the coming year, Kathy Erickson appointed as the municipal court prosecutor, Pam Matthews as the tax map maintenance engineer, and Laura Rohrig hereby appointed as the animal control officer. Is there any discussion, or would there be a motion to approve resolutions 1, 2, 3, 2022?
I just wanted to pull out, there was a comment I had on Laura Rohrig's contract. There's something in there about they want the township to pick up the tab if the customer, the animal's owner, doesn't pay the tab, and I think that if we look into creating an ordinance, we can get around the state rule on that and have them go to the courts first before coming to the township. So I know that you can do that, so I just wanted to bring that up.
To go after the individual.
Yeah, like in other words, somebody drops their dog off. I think by law you can't keep the dog from the person, even if they can't pay for it, or the cat. Mm-hmm. So if the person doesn't pay the bill, and she's got in the contract that the township will pick up that, and we can by ordinance just put a couple of sentences in an ordinance, and then she has to go to the courts first.
Okay. So you're proposing a future ordinance.
Right.
Okay.
Because if not, you can, right now the way it is you can only go to the state and get $4 a day. But if you put an ordinance in there, you can pick up, I'm assuming it's the whole cost, or at least it's more than $4 a day. And it's only a couple of sentences.
Okay. So we'll put that as a future item to work on that ordinance.
Right.
And the likelihood is that Rohrig would be able to pursue that in the court system under the small claims portion, because I would assume that the
probably
amount involved is not going to be significant to raise it to a different level.
Yeah. It's a way to circumvent the state situation. That's so.
$4 a day doesn't cover
no.
kibble and bits,
no.
that's for sure.
That's right.
Any other discussion or motion on resolutions 1, 2, and 3?
If not, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 01, 02, 03, 2022.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Then the next set of resolutions, I will summarize resolutions 4 through 21, and we can do that in one vote, unless, as I say, if anyone wants to call out any individual items, you can call it out as we go along. So the first resolution for 2022 establishes a temporary municipal budget. The actual budget for the township isn't established until late March, early April, partly because we need input from the state, the county, other information to establish a budget. So this allows us to establish 26.25% of last year's budget, which was $6.7 million, totaling $1.766 million as the temporary budget to get us started for the year. Next, Resolution 5, 2022, the annual meeting notice, where we will establish that the first and third Wednesday of each month will be the regular meetings of the Township Committee. Resolution 6, designation of our official newspaper. We establish the Hunterdon Review and or the Hunterdon County Democrat as the official newspapers. We may also publish notices in the Express Times, the Newark Star-Ledger, the Courier News, when required to meet time constraints. Resolution 7, related to payment of taxes. This fixed the interest rate charged for non-payment of taxes following the statutory rates of 18% per annum for any amount in excess of, 8% for the first $1,500, then 18% per annum on any amount over $1,500 to be calculated from the day the tax was payable. Establishes a 10-day grace period after the tax date is due, and if computed interest is under $1, there will be no charge. Also establishes a flat penalty of 6% per annum on any amount if the delinquency is in excess of $10,000 at the year end. So Resolution 8, authorization to cancel property tax credits and or delinquencies. If there is a tax credit or delinquency of less than $5, the tax collector can waive that without further action by the committee. Resolution 9, 2022. Authorization to file corrective appeals. This allows the tax attorney to respond to tax appeals in defense of appeals filed with the county board. Resolution 10-2022, authorization to sign documents. This authorizes the mayor or deputy mayor, township clerk or deputy clerk, chief financial officer, and township administrator to sign documents on the township's behalf according to law. Resolution 11-2022, authorizing the CFO to issue certain checks and remit payroll taxes, essentially to make the payroll taxes and to make checks payable to the state of New Jersey for fees, various fees, and also payable to the county of Hunterdon for various fees, and as well as to the Lebanon Township Board of Education, and to remit federal withholding and Social Security taxes. Resolution 12-2022 establishes our banks, depositories. PNC Bank is our primary, is one of them. PPAC Gladstone Bank, TD Bank, and the New Jersey Cash Management Fund are hereby designated as depository banks for the township. Resolution 13-2022, Cash Management Plan. This establishes the various procedures and requirements for how the township holds its cash in a very conservative manner. Resolution 14-2022 establishes a return check fee of $20 per check. Resolution 15-2022, cancellation of tax sale certificates. This authorizes that the mayor and tax collector be designated as the duly authorized individuals to endorse for cancellation of tax sale certificates. Resolution 16-2022, tonnage grant application. This endorses the submission of the recycling tonnage grant application to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection and designates Joanne Fasinelli to ensure that the application is properly filed. Tonnage grants are the recycling grants that are used to encourage local source separation and recycling programs in Lebanon Township. Resolution 17-2022, authorizing the clerk, or giving the clerk authority to process raffle applications for a selected group of community organizations that are well known to us: Voorhees Vikings Booster Club, the St. John Neumann Church, the Voorhees High School PTSO, the Friends of Memorial Park, and the Highbridge PTO. This allows the clerk to execute those without further committee action. Resolution 18-2022, authorizing engagement of a municipal court judge. This ratifies the appointment of Eric Perkins as the municipal court judge. This is for our shared court, which we operate with, or which is operated by Clinton Township, where we have our court. Resolution 19-2022, authorizing the engagement of a municipal court administrator, ratifies the appointment of Lynn Lorenz as the certified court administrator for 2022. Resolution 20-2022, appointment of our emergency management coordinator. Joe Maurizio has been our emergency management coordinator, and we are now reappointing him to a three-year term beginning January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2024. And Resolution 21-2022, appointment of a deputy emergency management coordinator. Whereas Karsten Janes is qualified for this position, he's a assistant fire chief in our volunteer fire department, and he is appointed to a one-year term as deputy emergency management coordinator January 1st through December 31st, 2022. Any discussion on that list of resolutions?
I have a question about Resolution number 12-2022. Do we actually have funds in PNC Bank?
I would defer that to the CFO for sure, but I my knowledge, I wouldn't know. PPAC is where I think we got that CFO.
Well, my concern is that PNC Bank had a branch in California. They closed it. PPAC is local. Are there any other banks in Lebanon Township besides PPAC, PNC, and TD Bank? I don't think TD is in Lebanon Township either. I don't think there is a bank in Lebanon Township located within the confines of the township itself. I think that I would suggest that we delete PNC Bank from that resolution simply because of the fact they closed the last branch that they had up this way. But that's,
I would suggest we not do that without consultation with the CFO because, some of we don't have bonds in the township, but we have notes that we roll over, and he uses different relationships for different banking purposes. So we could ask him if there's a reason we keep PNC, but I would suggest we not do it without CFO's consultation.
It's just a suggestion.
Yeah. We can ask him. Any other discussion? there a motion for resolution?
I'll make a motion for resolution 04 through 21, 2022 to approve.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, resolution 22-2022, resolution adopting agenda policies and procedures. This came about this middle of last year. Personally, I wasn't in favor of it at the time. I feel it's a summary, a paraphrasing of other statutes and, for example, Robert's Rules of Orders and other things. And my concern is when we start to summarize and paraphrase, the original statutes require certain interpretation, then you paraphrase and turn that into a policy of the township, and we get further removed from what the actual policies and procedures are. So my view is that it's, I understood why it was brought up last year. I didn't vote for it then, and I don't think it's additive to the township to approve it here.
I think it was brought up last year because individuals felt that at times they couldn't get a position on the agenda, and they felt this was a way for the township committee to have some kind of organization, checks and balances, to get everyone to have a voice on the agenda when it didn't sit well with the mayor. So I think that's why this was originally put in there, is that we have an organized way to get someone's voice to be heard.
And I think, as I stated last year, I think those policies and procedures are in place, and there might have been a misunderstanding if someone felt they
couldn't.
Perhaps. But I think it all...
It'd be nice to have this here.
But we have two different views on the dais at this time. This time there's no motion for it. If there is no motion for resolution 2022.
Well, I'll make a motion.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
I'll motion for 22-2022 approving agenda policies and procedures.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call?
Yes.
No. Abstain.
Yes.
No. So that's 2-2 and an abstention. So the motion, the resolution doesn't pass. Next we have resolution 23-2022, the title of which is Resolution Supporting Individual Rights and Affirming the Protection of Those Rights. This is the resolution that we had several public comments for earlier. What the committee has in front of us is, provided by the clerk, two different options. Option B, labeled Option B, is the version that's been passed for, I believe, 4 years by this committee. Again, supporting the individual rights, affirming the protection of those rights, calling out the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, as the source of rights to all people. And it was originally put in place, as I say, about 4 years ago, I believe the first year I was mayor, really as partly as a direction to all of our employees and volunteers. At that time, there were a number of groups in society in general that felt that their individual rights were not being defended appropriately, and so this committee chose to make sure that as a matter of policy, not that we felt there were any problems in our township, but to make sure there was a policy that every employee, every volunteer knew that everyone has individual rights protected by the Constitution. Last year, in the early quarter of the way or so through the year, this was brought up again as it was modified, and that's what's now labeled Option A, to call out, as was discussed in some of the public comments, that the First and Second Amendments are the foundational pillars of individual freedoms. There was a long debate, as was said. Personally, I think Option B, the one that we've had the last number of years, defends all of the amendments to the Constitution as well as the Declaration of Independence. But this committee now has two options in front of it as to which of those we would like to vote on. And I think all of us received a proposal from Mr. Wilson at the start of this meeting, which he would have to read out to us because we just received it labeled option three, C, rather.
I came up with this option wherein the second paragraph of A and B gets changed to, whereas the Declaration of Independence declared the principle that all persons are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And whereas the constitutions of the United States and of New Jersey incorporated the fundamental American belief of individual equality expressed in the Declaration of Independence as the core principle of American government, and whereas all of the amendments of the United States Constitution are foundational pillars of individual freedoms, and the balance follows the other options. That's something I came up with. It's up to the committee whether or not they want to exercise and vote for that, A, B, or C.
I would suggest if there's a motion for one or the other,
what Laramie Silver has spoken tonight about, to be honest with you, that it's the sum of the whole Constitution that gives it strength. If we're going to take the First and Second Amendment out of there, we might as well take the 14th out of there and just make knowledge that we support the Constitution, which is more in line with Guy has just said, pillars, and we have no amendment in there. I agree with that. That's a good idea, I think.
I agree
with that. The way we support the Constitution, and in the Constitution is all the amendments. Very simple, very clean. And we have that Bill of Rights, and everyone understands that this township supports the Constitution. That's what I think would be the fairest way.
Is that option C, or are you
There's
proposing
no option
it?
On the table. We'd have to rewrite it. I don't want the 14th in there, because option C still mentions the 14th Amendment.
Correct.
Although he says that there's pillars that the Constitution creates, and I'm paraphrasing right now, I actually like what Laramie Silver has said tonight. I think it makes a lot of sense. It takes the friction out of it.
Are you proposing we take that whereas out, or are you proposing that we table this for the next meeting and have a
If it's easy enough to take the whereas, the 14th Amendment, out of it, I'm good with it.
I think just cross it out. I would agree with you.
And just we honor the Constitution.
All the amendments, whether they're original or since then.
That would be accomplished by a motion to amend to excise that fifth whereas clause in option A, and also to substitute the word all in place of first and second in the fourth whereas.
Correct.
And then Mr. Wilson had added additional language in the second whereas clause.
Yep.
Which is contained within the Declaration of Independence.
You're modifying option A. Can we start with option C? Is that clear enough to
just excise out?
Do your first motion to excise the fifth whereas clause?
I mean, yeah. Can you procedurally do that? The answer is yes, if you choose to, yes.
I think that's what
I was deep in another thought. What was the comment?
Rather than what Attorney Lyons was doing was going back to option A and making modifications,
yes.
But I think if we're all comfortable starting with option C and making a motion to excise the fifth whereas, which I understood was your proposal.
I'm in agreement with that.
Procedurally, we could work off of option
and then
C.
Essentially retain most everything else, then.
The changes that had been made proposed by Mr. Wilson.
Right.
Is there any further discussion on that proposal? Is there a motion working off of option C? Is there a motion to excise the fifth whereas clause, which states the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution specifically recognizes through its equal protection clause that the governments of the United States, including local government units such as the Township of Lebanon, are required to treat all similarly situated persons the same way? And by excising it, it's not that we don't recognize it. It's
correct.
Now folded into
we
the statement above
it into,
that it's,
yeah,
it's one of the all amendments. So is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call for that
yes.
amendment?
Yes.
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 Very good.
So with that amendment to option C, is there a motion for resolution 23-2022, which is designated as option C in front of the committee?
As amended.
As amended.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Very good. Which takes us to two ordinances to be introduced tonight. Again, procedural ordinances. The first ordinance, Ordinance 2022-01. Establishing allows the township to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. And this sounds like we're actually doing something, but in fact, the state statute, which I could list out for you if anybody wants them, but this authorizes a budget to increase to 3.5% above the prior year budget. It doesn't create a budget at 3.5% increase, but it provides that flexibility. It also allows us, if we don't budget up to that 3.5% amount, that we can take what we haven't spent and put it in a bank to be used in the next 2 years forward. So the CFO recommends this as a way to have flexibility. And historically, we haven't actually used the flexibility, but it's recommended in order to know to have the flexibility if need be in the coming months. So the calendar 2022 budget year, the final appropriations of the Township of Lebanon shall, in accordance with this ordinance, be increased by 3.5%, amounting to $170,398.06, and that the calendar 2022 municipal budget for the Township of Lebanon be approved and adopted in accordance with this ordinance, that any amount authorized here and above that is not appropriated as part of the final budget shall be retained as an exception and to the final appropriation in either of the next two succeeding years. We would be introducing this ordinance tonight. The so-called first reading public hearing would be scheduled for February 5th, at which time we would consider adopting the ordinance.
February 2nd,
thank you.
February 2nd?
February 2nd would be the public hearing. Is there any discussion or a motion to introduce Ordinance 2022-01?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And a second ordinance, again, a procedural type ordinance, an ordinance authorizing the 2022 salary for officers and employees of the Township of Lebanon. What this ordinance does is it publicly establishes a range of salaries for every employee in the township. Once this would be adopted by the township, we would then have a resolution which establishes the specific salaries for all of the employees in the township. So this is also introduction, first reading tonight. Scheduled public hearing would be February 2nd, at which time the committee would consider adopting it.
It's January 19th.
Yeah, it is a shorter
okay, sorry.
Requirement.
January 19th. Thank you. I see it. Yeah, sorry.
So I'll make a motion to introduce Ordinance 2022-02, Salary Introduction, First Reading, Public Hearing to be January 19th, 2022.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to new business, two items of new business. One is to schedule a special meeting in order to conduct interviews. The special meeting would be to start on at 5:30 p.m. on January 19th. That would be ahead of the regular meeting that would be on January 19th, starting at 7 p.m. The purpose of the special meeting would be interviews with tax board attorney positions and business administrator position. Is there a motion to schedule a special meeting to conduct those interviews?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So that would be 5:30 on January 19th. I would expect that we immediately go into executive session, conduct those interviews, so the public may not be interested in attending until 7 p.m. Then another schedule of a special meeting, and since I'm recusing myself from that topic, I'll turn that over to the deputy mayor.
So do we have a date that works for everybody for that personnel matter special meeting that would be on the week of January 10th?
Karen sent an email out, so the dates were, I think, 2 p.m. on the 12th. Or 6 p.m. on the 13th, which would be Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
Right.
I'm flexible on either date, so it's up to the rest of the committee here.
Same with me.
Okay. Well, which which works best. I can make either work myself. So
I have a problem with 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so then the Thursday at 6.
That would be my suggestion.
How about you, Matt?
Karen consulted me.
That's
okay.
Why we
Thank
put
you,
the
Karen.
Dates
okay.
Further down than he was obligation earlier in the week. So
okay, so do I have a motion for the special meeting for January? What is that?
13th
at 6 p.m.
Thursday. Right.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Roll call vote.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Abstain. That takes us to appointments of personnel, where we formally reappoint all the various people I'm about to list out, mostly for one-year annual appointments. Most of these technically are a mayoral appointment, but by tradition we ask the committee to vote to endorse the appointments. So at certain points I'll take breaks for a vote by the committee. Some of these will be committee appointments, and I'll call those out as we get to it. So first, deputy clerk appointed Kimberly Jacobus, assessment search officer Karen Sandors, municipal housing liaison Gail Glashoff, DPW assistant supervisor Kevin Rivers, fire official Gary Apgar, special police class 2 Alan Gracie, police matron is vacant, official tax searcher Anne-Marie Sylvia, issuer of subdivision certificates, Gail Glashoff, state historian position is vacant, PERC witness, Joe Moduleski, public agency compliance officer is a vacant position, recycling coordinator, Joanne Fasinelli, and recycling coordinator assistant, Jan Gibbous.
Forgot Kurt Hoffman.
Right.
I'm sorry, PERC witness alternate yep. Kurt Hoffman. Is there a motion to endorse those appointments?
I'll make a motion to endorse those appointments as stated.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Board of Health for the Township is comprised of the committee in front of you and a couple of additions. So the first member of the Board of Health, Thomas McKee, Mark Lall, Mike Schmidt, Beverly Kohler, Guy Wilson, Erica Brandmeier, Township Tax Assessor, Karen Sandors, Secretary of the Board, and we have one vacancy, which would be for a healthcare professional in the township. The chairman of that board would be determined at the first meeting of the Board of Health. Is there a motion to endorse the appointment of the Board of Health?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then some of the standing committees. The historians for one-year term, Victor Hoffman, Nina Savoya, Susan Donovan, Lori Hoffman, Maria Nacarado, Brian Wonder, Lou Baldino, Jean Lang, and they have one vacancy. They will choose their chairman among themselves. The Library Commission, again, one-year term. Barbara O'Rourke, Jan Gibbous, Melanie Ryan, Debbie Bernardo, Dawn Peterman, Victor Hoffman, and Patty Wentz. They will also choose their chairman. The Park Committee for one-year terms, Kimberly Jacobus, Greg Cahill, Charles Fortenbacher, Joanne Letters, Anthony Confortini, Doug Springer, Michael Falconeri, Drew DePalma, Joshua Legg, and there are two vacancies. Is there a motion to endorse the appointments to the three standing committees I mentioned?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Recycling Commission, one-year term, Jan Gibbous, and there is a vacancy. We do not have a representative to the SWAC, which is the Solid Waste,
Solid Waste Advisory Committee.
And since the township doesn't participate in the solid waste collection, we have that vacant. Musconetcong River Management Council, one-year terms for Nancy Lawler as liaison and Eric Hendrickson as alternate. The Agriculture Advisory Committee, one-year terms, Adam Mbiele, Al Nagy, and Gary Milkowski. Is there a motion to endorse those appointments?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Planning Board members, there is first a committee appointment. I would make a motion to nominate Beverly Kohler to the Class 3 position on the Planning Board for a one-year term expiring 12/22.
And I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. The Class 1 position on the Planning Board is the mayor's appointment or the mayor's designee, and I designate Mark Lall to that one-year position. There are two Class 4 positions for mayoral appointment, Rick Weiler for a term expiring December 2025, and Daryl Schmidt for a position expiring 12-2025, and Class 4 alternate 2, Abe Babakowski, for a term expiring 12-23. Is there a motion to endorse the planning board appointments?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Three appointments to the Board of Adjustment. These are Township Committee appointments. I would make a motion to appoint Bruce Trezillo to the Class 4 position expiring 12-2025, and Wayne Eberle to the Class 4 position expiring 12-2025, and as Class 4 alternate 1, Karen Zatika for a term expiring December 2023. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then additional mayoral appointments to the Recreation Commission, Maria Nacarado for a five-year term expiring December 2026, and there's another there's a vacancy, and then alternate vacancies for unexpired terms on that as well. So three vacancies on the Recreation Commission. For the Environmental and Open Space Commission, that commission has forwarded three nominations: Sharon Hardy to a three-year term expiring December 24, Nancy Lawler for a three-year term expiring 12-24, and Marty Collette as alternate one, expiring 12-23. I would ask if the committee would endorse the REC position commitments appointments and the Environmental Space Open Space Commission appointments as recommended by the Environmental Open Space Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 I'll abstain from that. And then listing out the 2022 committee liaison positions and roles, I, as mayor, will be the liaison to administration, finance, and act as the open space coordinator. Mark Lawl will be the planning board Class 1 member, as mentioned. He will be liaison to the Recreation Commission, the Environmental Open Space Commission, and to the Police Department. And Mark and I have been designated as the subcommittee for negotiating the collective bargaining agreement that is currently expired with our Police Department as of 2 weeks ago. Tom McKee will be liaison to the Fire Department, the Park Committee, local schools, legal matters, municipal court, and the Emergency Management FEMA liaison. Beverly Kohler will be the Planning Board Class 3 member, the liaison for IT and social media.
I just stop right there.
Yep.
What is that going to entail? Because if we end up getting in a business administrator,
yep,
that's, I don't even think you need this position.
It at least would be the person that person could coordinate with. And until
and I'm not technically, I don't have the technical abilities to run IT.
None of us do, and that's not what's like. None of us can run a DPW, loader either.
But you've got some situations with computers and things like that right now,
yeah,
that are going to need somebody that knows what they're doing.
I think it needs a point person to make sure we have someone who knows what they're doing. I'm not arguing your point. I agree. I think what it's showing, what the discussion is showing, is it's not a throwaway appointment. It's
right, and social media too. I mean, it's a big deal. It's easy to post on Facebook, but it's not easy to set up.
We've never solved the legal issues around a social media offering. Mm-hmm. So, if you're willing to take that on, that would be.
I'd rather not. But if it has to sit somewhere, I'll take it on and deal with it.
It has to. I think it needs somewhere. And also,
don't be too sure that somebody doesn't know how to run a bucket loader with the DPW that sits on this committee. Although I'm not going to claim that.
So then, continuing on Ms. Kohler's list, the library liaison, Highlands Council, COA, relocation officer, municipal coordinator of Hunterdon County, senior services, Veterans Haven, and food pantry. And Guy Wilson as liaison to DPW, buildings and grounds. He is our insurance risk manager, appointed at the end of last year, liaison to the zoning officer, and liaison to historians and the museum. Is there a motion to endorse the liaison and positions?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Then we have two employee contracts that we renew on an annual basis at the reorganization. The first is the employment agreement with our zoning officer, John Fleming, specifying his hours, work requirements, and salary. And the second is the agreement to design and maintain the Lebanon Township website with Karen Newman. Is there any discussion or a motion to approve those two agreements?
I have a question about the second agreement. Didn't she say that she wasn't going to do this?
She didn't renew for the newsletter. She had done the newsletter,
okay,
editing and preparation, as well as the website. At this time, she's continuing with the website.
Okay. I would make the motion to approve.
A second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to presentation of vouchers, given the brand new year. There are two. One is to the Lebanon Township Board of Education in the amount of $895,350.83. The second is to the North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School in the amount of $975,855.50, for a total voucher list of $1,871,206.33. Is there any comment or motion to approve the voucher list?
What period of time does that cover? The entire year? It can't be the year.
I believe this is the first half payment of the second half of the year. It's not the full year.
They're off time with us.
Okay.
They're on a different fiscal year than we are.
Yeah.
Any other discussion or motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we would open to public comment. If there's a motion to open to public comment on any topic any member of the public would like to make. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
So made.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And I'll just take this opportunity. It came to my attention, I discussed earlier today with Attorney Lyons. Historically, we've always asked someone to state the road that they live on. There's been some legal challenge to requiring someone to state the road that they live on in order to exercise their First Amendment right. So the attorney's advice, best practice would be...
Yeah, there's no ability to not allow somebody to speak without providing that. And we've had non-residents on occasion bring issues to our table. There's legislation that affords protection to particular individuals. It would be a best practice not to mandate that. Certainly, anybody could offer that up, particularly if they wanted to complain about road conditions or potholes or leaves or whatever. But as a standard matter, that's the better approach.
So it's name in town?
I don't know town even. I took it as not identifying where you live at all. If you want to, fine, but we can't demand someone say where you live in order to exercise their First Amendment right.
Couldn't they say that they're a resident?
Well, they can say that, but that's their choice. It's not.
Are you saying by law they don't have to?
No, I'm saying that's in other state. It's not a current mandate. I'm saying that there's more risk to requiring it than to no longer requiring it.
That's the street address.
There has not been a formal designation that we are, quote, not allowed to do so, but there's certainly has been in other states and movement in that direction. And movement within this state to protect, again, individuals' locations and home addresses and things like that. So it's certainly the current tide in that direction.
Would that also apply to whether or not what the question that was asked about whether or not you're a resident of the township? Not necessarily identifying.
The concerns would be lessened by the lack of specificity. The majority of the legislation. With the state, it has to do with specifics as to being able to physically locate people. So, and the concerns that brings.
Not that we have any problem with somebody living at the end of Cape May complaining about the roads, unless they're up here on a regular basis.
Right, understood.
And I think just to put a liner note in. We can ask, but we can't. The case that I read was a person wanted to make a comment. The mayor said, state where you live. They said, I'm not going to state where I live. They said, then you can't make a comment. That, we've never enforced it to that extreme, but I think we won't even ask.
Now, that puts us in a position of vulnerability as to curtailing somebody's right to speech and to whether or not the requirement to state your home address in any way is connected to that attempt to exercise your speech. Again, if somebody wants to come in and say, there's a pothole in front of my house, if they don't want to tell us where they live, there's not a whole lot we can do to help them. But that's, you know, these are as there's been a significant amount of increase in public participation throughout the country this year, these are issues that are being brought to the forefront, and you know, that haven't been for 300 years.
Well,
it's been standard practice for people to come up and recite their at-home address almost reflexively, and that's. That's been a point of contention.
Then I'm going to rely on you to cut things off that might get out of control, because who's to say somebody doesn't come in here, a relative of somebody from California, and start disparaging an employee or a member of the committee, which...
Understood.
That. But you're going to have to cut things off if they get... Because if they're not going to tell us who they are...
Well, they have to identify themselves for the record.
Yeah, there's no...
Anonymously.
There's John Smith.
Well...
Yeah,
there's a lot of John Smiths.
This can open up a real can of worms. And lobbyists, paid lobbyists.
Well, we've had non-residents come in before and espouse positions,
but they've
regarding
given, they've given
yeah regarding
their address.
Pending legislation that we are considering. And we've had some positive input too in that regard. We had things in the past, but I understand, and you're right. The rights of our employees certainly still are paramount, and our obligation to them and to protect them as their not only their safety but their privacy. I will stand on alert as you've instructed.
If they stand to speak and they don't give their address, or someone gives their address, doesn't that their testimony to me would give more weight? Or I would listen to somebody that's I would.
Right. I believe there have been attempts, not in this room, but throughout the country, to goad people into shutting someone down, expressing whatever view may be contrarian to the bulk of the room, simply to potentially create a claim where none exists, where, you know, I simply want to disrupt the business of the committee, and I don't even really have a point to make. I'm going to go into whether or not you're going to allow me to speak without giving those identifiers, and then I'm going to claim you abridged my constitutional right to be here and to speak. And, you know, that's my concern on behalf of the township, the taxpayers, and the township committee, is to just to avoid any unnecessary exposure to the township when it doesn't in any way materially alter the conversation. That's there's absolutely competing concerns, and it doesn't give people the right to anonymously or under a pseudonym attack employees with an apparent veil of protection or lack of accountability.
What are you going to do if somebody comes in and says their name is John Smith and goes on about something and says that I'm going to get you?
Well, somebody's going to come in here.
Yeah, well, then
yeah, I mean, somebody's going to come in here.
Call the police.
Yeah, someone's going to break the law. We're going to address it. And, you know, someone's going to come in here and threaten the members of the committee or our employees. Again, we have a duty to protect them, and we have a duty and a right to require that the law is followed. I mean, unfortunately, there are many communities now where police presence is at every meeting. I mean, you know, and that's fortunately we haven't been there, but many towns have.
And recently, that's more school boards than anything.
True. That is true. That's been the flashpoint. That quite frankly, that has been where the flashpoint has been. Has been in school board meetings. And there have been things that you're discussing, which threats to personal safety.
Somebody could come here and say, I'm going to get you, but in the next election. That's
true.
Certainly not a situation
that's
we're going to
pull what, yeah, that's often what those comments, which everybody in your room understands one way, and 3 months later in a courtroom, somebody's saying, that's not what I meant. What I meant was, we're going to take you out of the ballot box. But there are 90 people in the room, and they all heard it, and they all understood it to mean something different. So we're balancing these responsibilities and the rights in all directions.
So at this moment, we're open to public comment. If any member of the public would like to make a comment, please come to the microphone.
State your name.
Darrell Schmidt, 226 Musconetcon River Road.
I'm coming tonight.
And you don't have to give the number, just the street.
Whatever. Last meeting, I asked a question. I'd like to know if I'm going to get an answer to that question. Refresh your memory. Has to do with the legitimacy of the meeting and posting the agenda on the township website. Was it properly posted? Was the meeting a legitimate meeting? Does it need to be redone? You know how I get an answer to that question, but I would like one eventually. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public?
Quick question. My name is Lisa Rivers. I live on Dewey Lane. And just going back to the first section, motion to approve regulations 420.22.21 through 2022. And the one that Mr. McKee highlighted, approving agenda policies and procedures, was to give everyone's voice a chance to be heard on the agenda. And I heard two no's, two yeses, and one abstain. And then you stated it does not pass.
2-2, you need a majority to pass?
Yeah.
So a 2-2 and one abstain doesn't move forward.
So what does that mean? Help me understand, Ben, please.
For the record, these are not normally question and answer sessions, but I think this is a clarification that I'll provide for you here.
A clarification, yeah. Please. Yes.
A no vote to that document doesn't mean that there's any difference in how any committee person can bring topics to the agenda. As I tried to state, that was a summary, a paraphrasing of state statutes and township ordinances for how things happen. So my vote no was in no way to limit how people bring it. I just felt that paraphrasing of other requirements was too general to really provide value. And quite frankly, the first meeting after that was passed last year, we weren't able to follow the procedures as written there. It's much more complicated, I believe, than can be boiled down to a number of bullet points.
People's voices.
No,
it's
not meant to limit people's voices.
It's not meant to do that, and
no.
It's not meant to limit the agenda items of those people.
No, it's okay. Just to say that paraphrasing of it, I didn't feel was additive to how we do things. That's the way I cast my vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that.